This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Advancing the careers of women is fundamental to every talent development effort. Next Tuesday, on January the 15th, the Northern Kentucky Chamber will host the 10th Annual Women's Initiative Breakfast to promote professional development and networking. We are joined today by the founder and CEO of the FFR Wealth Team and chair of the Women's Initiative for Northern Kentucky, the entire Northern Kentucky Chamber, Kelly Funky Frohmeyer, the vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors and vice chair of the Women's Initiative Annual Breakfast, Barb Johnson, and the director of new product development at Brown-Forman Corporation and keynote speaker at this year's breakfast, Heather Howell. To join our discussion, you can call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Welcome, everyone, for coming on to Cincinnati Edition. And Heather, thank you for driving up from Louisville. I hope that, you know, wonderful drive didn't...
Absolutely. It's always good to be in my fine state. So it's nice that I wasn't on a plane.
There you go. Shelley, next week is the annual breakfast, but tell us a little bit more about the Women's Initiative as an entire platform and as an entire program.
Well, the entire program began 10 years ago, and in fact, we'll celebrate that a bit at the breakfast that we'll have on Tuesday. But in this 10-year period of time, we've created some impressive programming that includes something as easy and simple as networking. We'll actually do that on Monday, January 28th at Loftus Total Skincare. And you don't actually have to be a chamber member to attend and dig in a little deeper on what's going on with the Northern Kentucky Chamber and the Women's Initiative. But we are three pillars: connect, grow, and achieve are our three pillars of the Women's Initiative. So connect, of course, connect, make some good business resources. But grow, we have women's roundtables that meet on a regular monthly basis. We also have mentoring. So both men and women mentor women that are members of the Chamber of Commerce. And then in the Achieve side, we have Outstanding Women of Northern Kentucky Luncheon that we'll host in May, as well as a professional series that we have in March and in October, the Women's Summit. And going back to Connect again, we also have a women's golf outing in June. So we've built this over the last 10 years, and we try to create programming with over 100 volunteers just like us that are women, businesswomen owners, as well as all different career stages make up the Women's Initiative.
And Barb, the breakfast next Tuesday will focus on networking, the keynote presentation by Heather, which we'll get to as we move along here. But there's also some other things that you're going to happen is going to happen at that breakfast, and you're going to recognize at least two people that seemingly are an organization. I want to call some attention to that. One is the Debbie Simpson Spirit Achievement Award, and lots of people, certainly in Northern Kentucky, but really throughout the region, know Debbie Simpson.
Yeah, Debbie Simpson, she's a former chair of the chamber from many years ago, and she was also one of the original women that started the Women's Initiative 10 years ago. So she was really instrumental in getting this program off the ground and continuing to bring it to the level that it is right now during her time working at the chamber and doing work for the Women's Initiative. Okay. So she'll be recognized in the naming of that award, the Spirit of Achievement Award, under her name. And then we have the award recipient, Kara Lee List. And she's been also involved in the Women's Initiative programming pretty much since the 10-year anniversary for 10 years. And she's done a variety of roles as well. So we'll recognize her too.
Also, the nonprofit awardee, which I found really interesting as I sort of dug into this a little bit, Northern Kentucky Community Action Commission's Lincoln Grant Scholar House.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Talk a little, just a quick summary of what that is.
We provide donations, and we want to support another charity that helps women and children in the Northern Kentucky region. And the Lincoln Scholar Grant House helps basically single parents, mothers, and their children, and helps the mothers who are pursuing a degree and provides them with a safe place to live and access to community resources, education, different things.
And is this where the Lincoln Grant, is this all based at the Lincoln Grant School?
Yes, it's a scholar house. It's a house. It's housing.
Converted.
It's a residence. That's
for those
where they
of us who grew
live.
Up in Northern
yes.
Kentucky.
Yes.
I'm old enough to remember it as a school. Mm-hmm. So, Heather, in your career, you've worked at both large corporations, and you're at Brown-Forman now, but you've also been on the entrepreneurial side of things, and with Ruby Red Tea. Is one of those environments more favorable to women than another?
Well, it's funny because when I was at Ruby Red Tea, I was the second person brought into the organization. So it was 50-50. You know, it was myself and Jeff Stumm. And so, you know, I can honestly say that I don't really see gender necessarily. I mean, I know that that's something that, you know, obviously consistently comes up, particularly when I work in kind of a Mad Men whiskey world today. but I can honestly ensure that it takes all of us in order to be successful. And I learned that both as the chief tea officer of Ruby Red Tea, growing that organization over 1,400%, starting just right out of the back of my car in Louisville, Kentucky, getting into Google Micro Kitchens and writing for the Wall Street Journal. But I never, ever think about gender or things of that nature that kind of make me successful or make others around me successful. It's all of us in it together. And the other thing that I can say is I feel so blessed to be the keynote, to just kind of highlight the people that we surround ourselves. Truly, when you look at that, you have to discern so many other things besides male, female. It's just growing brands together, being passionate, and then coming and speaking to a sold-out crowd. And the Women's Initiative, which I have done a lot of research on, but has quadrupled their attendance. So, you know, it takes us both, men and women. And I'm just very honored to be up there to share my experience, both as an entrepreneur and now as an intrapreneur at the wonderful company Brown-Forman.
You mentioned being in Brown-Forman and the whiskey environment. For our listeners who may not know what Brown-Forman does, why don't we clarify that, and what are some of the products they may recognize?
So it's very interesting. I went from tea, both liquid in a bottle. I will say whiskey and tea go well together, so it's kind of an interesting cocktail. But some of the brands, which I think Brown-Forman in general employs 4,400 people. We're a global company. We're in 177 countries. We're based right out of Louisville, Kentucky. Some of the brands are Jack Daniel's. It's the largest whiskey in the world, 13 million cases across the globe. Little tiny brand called Woodford Reserve that's now crossed 750,000 cases. Old Forester, our founding brand. And then, of course, I run new product development. So we have a brand new whiskey called Slane, which is our first ever Irish whiskey that's kind of joined the portfolio after 20 years of having an Irish whiskey. The company's 150 years old. We have Korbel, we have Sonoma-Cutrer, and I'm actually the brand director of our newest bourbon released since Woodford Reserve, and that's Cooper's Craft, which will be coming to Ohio and repackaged in a new expression coming out very soon.
Okay. So, anyway.
Lots there.
Yes. Are meetings interesting? No, I don't want to go there.
Well, it's fun.
Let's stay focused on, you know, proportionally, women still don't hold a representative share of top management positions, much less board positions in either corporate America or even entrepreneurial America. So, you know, what's holding women back? What are the problems? Shelley, what do you think?
You know, that's such a wonderful question. And I think that we look at one another across the table and we don't necessarily see other women across the table. And it's important to sort of reflect back what you want. So in our role within the Women's Initiative, our steering committee is all women. No surprise, right? But we're opening more of our events to men and women because we want some of the male leaders in businesses out there to recognize there are a lot of women that have a desire to step to the table, but maybe they weren't raised in the way that they raise their hand quickly or they put themselves out there. Or just this morning, I was having a conversation about the old days where they had reverse proms, where women were allowed to invite men to prom. That's the silliest thing I've heard. Why? It's not a reverse prom life that we live in. We need to put ourselves out there. But oftentimes, women were trained to just wait and be asked instead of reach out and pursue. So I think we, myself, Barb, Heather, we need to continue to advocate for women, but encourage others. Raise your hand. Jump in. Get out there.
Well, you know, that was a little bit behind. I want to come back to the question I asked Heather before about corporate versus entrepreneurial settings. In a corporate setting, which is larger, titles are much more diversified. You know, there is a tendency to sort of stratify how things get done, you know, what people's roles are, not just officially in an organization. And I'm wondering if in that sort of situation, it's even harder for these cultural trends to be broken in the past, cultural assumptions, whereas in an entrepreneurial world, yeah, you just got to get the work done. So that's a little bit of what I was struggling with. Do you find that as you've moved back and forth, Heather, between corporate and non-corporate areas?
You know, it's funny because I mean, the statistics are that 50% of Fortune 500 executive officers and a mere 4% of CEOs are, you know, women are struggling, obviously, at certain points. But I would say that I'm the hand raiser. You know, you got to be at the table. I'm also on a public board. You know, I never thought I would be on a public board, but I raised my hand for that. And the one thing I'm going to encourage people to do in the audience, too, is to continue to raise their hand, because I will tell you that most men that I've actually had the opportunity to work for have pushed me to be at the table if they cannot be there. So much of working for organizations, be it an entrepreneur or a Fortune 500 company, to me is about who you work for and letting them know that your goal is to get to a certain level within the organization and help me get there. And that's the beautiful thing, I think, that women have today, is that there can be those open relationships. To me, it's about who you are as an individual, both male and female, and where you expect to see your career. Some people are fine being an individual contributor. You know, to me, I just don't see any barriers. I've never lived my life that way.
Promoting the success of professional women is an important goal of the Northern Kentucky Chamber and implemented through the Women's Initiative. Next Tuesday morning, the Women's Initiative will host its 10th annual breakfast at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center. We are joined today by the founder and CEO of FFR Wealth Team and chair of the Women's Initiative, Shelley Funky Frohmeyer, the vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors and vice chair of the Women's Initiative Breakfast, Barb Johnson, and the keynote speaker at next Tuesday's breakfast, the director of new product development at Brown Forman Corporation, Heather Howe. If you'd like to join the discussion, call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Heather, the title of your keynote, as I understand it, for next week is Surround Yourself with the Best of the Best. Now, on one level, that seems like an obvious suggestion, you know, but what are the challenges to doing that?
You know, it does seem so common sense, right? Surround yourself with the best to be the best. It just seems obvious. The challenge is that there's no degree in that, right? There's no school that you can go to that says, how do I network? What do I do? How do I get a ticket to this women's initiative? How do I even know about these different things? And what I've found is that there's no real rule book. But when you do get into corporate America, you said it yourself, there are layers, there are people, there are things that you need to be at, there's things that you need to do. And so what I'm going to do is share some personal experiences in some ways that I was very uncomfortable and put myself out there and, you know, got to meet some wonderful people along the way who truly have elevated me beyond, you know, the potential that I thought that I had. And I think it's very important, especially for people at all ages, to never forget that, yeah, you can go get that certification, you can go get that MBA, you can go, but are the people around you truly elevating you and making sure that you are getting the full potential every day out of your career?
Barb, one of the things about being a leader and being a leader in a team situation, which we all know that that's where all business is going into teaming, is that a fundamental understanding that for a leader, they don't know everything and that they actually really need
Absolutely.
A lot of different people around them.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great example for this breakfast. I mean, we're pulling off this major event, and it isn't just one person that's executing this. It is a team of wonderful women that are leaders in their businesses, running their businesses, and then volunteering their time to put together this breakfast that takes months to plan. And we're supported by the chamber staff in doing so, but we support one another in creating this breakfast and all of the programming for the Women's Initiative. So surrounding yourself with great people who you can network with, as well as people that you can delegate to and rely on.
You know, one thing is finding the right people to get to be on your team. The other question is, how do you develop, even if you've got the right people, how do you develop them as a team once they're together? And that isn't the same thing. You can put a lot of great people together in the same room. They don't necessarily work as a team. Shelley, what's your experience on creating and developing teams?
Thank you for asking me that question, because I have to tell you, the Women's Initiative, we have over 120 women that volunteer. But who actually leads this Women's Initiative breakfast that is going to have over 800 people attend took some time. And this is our 10th year. When we first started, we only had 200 women attending, and we probably had 5-6 people on the committee. Today, Barb, how many people are on your and Allison's committee?
There's about 10 to 12.
Okay, so we've more than doubled that committee size. Well, now who gets elevated to the position of the vice chair and who becomes the chair? So we try to see people's and by the way, it is volunteer, so you're asking people to do things, but at what level do they come up with new ideas and new energy, and they energize meetings and they prioritize meetings? Well, Barb Moran has done that. She has prioritized, and now she's in the Barb Johnson. I've known her for a long time. She used to be Barb Moran. And that's the beauty, though, is we really do try to get to know each other. And it's great for networking, too. You get to know each other. But you don't just elevate anybody. You elevate that person that has put themselves out there, has meaningful contribution, and then they become the chair. And I think it works the same way in corporate America. It worked the same way back in the day when I worked for BP Oil. You get elevated because you came to the table, you gave meaningful contributions, and you put your name in the hat to, you know, step up into that position.
You know, Heather, there is a sort of a conundrum in business, maybe it's society, that the more successful a man is, the more he tends to get liked by others. For a woman, the more successful she is, sometimes the less she is liked and the more there's suspicion about her. That's a reality in the work world. What do you do about that?
Well, it's funny because that's a quote I listened to Sheryl Sandberg's graduation. That was from her. And, you know, the leaning in and the leaning out. And some days, trust me, I just want to lean out. You know, I do. The beautiful thing I think that we as women have to do, and men too, is – and the one thing that Sheryl Sandberg also says is it's men and women, you know, like that woman less. So I think one of the things that I really try to do, believe it or not, I have women on my team currently, you know, congratulate them. I often say if you're in a circle where people aren't clapping and aren't happy when you succeed, you got to get a new circle. And so I think at the end of the day, we have a lot of work to do, women, raising other women up, you know, lighting somebody else's candle, lights up a whole room, blowing them out, doesn't make your shine any brighter. And I am a firm believer, and if they see me do that, for example, right now, the reason I can be here is because my associate brand manager on Cooper's Craft has taken all the calls and all the speeches and all the other things that I normally would be doing. But if I don't give her the microphone and I don't give her that opportunity, she will never be me. I think we have to hand that over, and we've got to be very conscious about what we do and how we do it.
For women working their way through the professional environment, what's the role of mentors, either men or women, as mentors? Barb, do you have any? Have you had a mentor in your career?
I've had several mentors, both men and women, that have helped me find my path and get involved. When I was young, getting involved, there was a woman that was in my same business, and she told me to get involved in the community. And so that's one of the things that I did, and that's why I'm sitting here today. But absolutely, we have a great program through the Women's Initiative with a mentoring program that we have men mentors as well as female mentors, with all of the mentees are women, and from all stages of their career. But it's certainly valuable to learn from someone who has been down that path before and can point you in the right direction.
Shelley, do you mentor yourself?
Oh, well, I was going to brag on Debbie Simpson for just a minute. She, of course, helped found the Women's Initiative. But about 5 years ago, I saw Debbie participating in some programs that I wanted to know more about. So I went to her and asked her if she would consider being my mentor. And what's great about Debbie is she is always lighting other people's candles. And she invited me to participate in the Gateway Community and Technical College Foundation Board, and opened the doors for me in other areas. And that means so much. And, of course, that is why we're recognizing her, because she helped create something so meaningful. But she does put her money where her mouth is, and she really does dedicate her time, but also, and not just Debbie, but Heather as well and Barb as well, really elevates everyone, not just women. And I think we wanted to emphasize that a bit too, as we recognize that we can be mentors for all people, not just women. We've got such a great program, though, within the Women's Initiative, and it's only a one-year commitment. So we try not to wear people out to think you're going to be a lifetime mentor. Certainly, of course you are. However, when it's a formalized program, it's just a one-year commitment.
Right.
And it's easy.
You can renew it or not.
That's right.
Right.
You
know,
2018 was a tumultuous year, and there was, on the one hand, sort of seen as the year of the woman. On another level, it was the year of Me Too, with a lot of controversy. Heather, as you look into 2019, what do you see in terms of women in the workplace?
You know, as a director and as a former CEO, so many great things. I really, really feel good about the direction that women are heading in. And I know that the numbers might not reflect that, but we've come a long way. You know, our chief of HR, Kirsten Hawley, our CFO, Jane Moreau, we have such great leadership on our board of directors at Brown-Forman. When I look at whiskey, when I look at tea, when I look at any of the industries that I've actually been in, you don't shrink it, pink it, and charge a dollar more for it. We can drink whiskey just like men can. And I think that there's this whole evolution that's going on right now. When you see a razor, you know, it's him and her, you know? And I just really see that there is this force, and I see it through my daughter's eyes, and I see it through my son's eyes. Every day when my hand hits that door to go to work, they see my husband leaving for work and they see me leaving for work. And I think they're going to be a great change in this world.
Well, I want to thank all three of you, Shelley Funke Frohmeyer, Barb Johnson, and Heather Howe. And good luck next Tuesday. Very quickly, Barb, are there any seats left?
There are a few seats. Registration is still open just till this afternoon, but we will be selling out shortly. So
go to the Northern Kentucky Chamber website.
Yes.
So after the break, a locally produced film, Trees in Trouble, recently received international acclaim by laying out a basic environmental challenge. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to this podcast of Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website, wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.